Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the Live Inspired Podcast Monday Morning Moments with John O'Leary. We record these each week so you and I can begin these weeks in awe and on fire with a burst of inspiration. We're going to begin this one with a quote from a famous human being named Patrick O'Leary, my second born son. Here we go. Anything can happen, Dad. Anything can happen, Dad. So it turns out my son Patrick O'Leary is a diehard fan of the St. Louis University men's basketball team. 6 years ago, when Santa Claus still made visits to our house, Patrick's favorite present to open up that morning was a Billiken jersey with his name on the back. For the past several years, our family has invested in season tickets primarily because it is Patrick O'Leary's passion to be part of this team's journey. Over the past 4 years, he and I have traveled to road games each and every year around the country in the hopes of rooting our team, the St. Louis University Billikens, the mighty Billikens, onto victory. Four different times we've taken these trips, and four different times we have walked out of visiting arenas wearing that jersey with his head hung low in defeat. So hopeful, though, is he. Even this year, with his guys swimming near the very bottom of their conference standing, carrying a 5-13 record, that he still held out hope for a bid to the NCAA tournament. Although it wasn't meant to be for our men's Billikens team this year, there's still something supremely beautiful about Patrick O'Leary's unrelenting hope. With the slate of NCAA tournament teams now finalized as of yesterday, hardcore fans around the country and around the world, additionally bandwagon followers everywhere, now turn their attention to the yearly task of filling out their bracket, predicting which of the teams will advance through the 67 games and ultimately win the three-week-long tournament. Represented in the mix, of course, are this season's dominant teams and perennial powerhouses. Alongside those favorites are, in my opinion, the very reason why March Madness worms its way into our consciousness each year in the first place. The Cinderella teams. It's the unlikely runs by supposedly overmatched teams like the 1990 Loyola Marymount Lions. Remember that team? Shoot it for Hank. 2011 Butler Bulldogs. The 2022 St. Peter's Mighty Peacocks. That's what makes March Madness the most compelling story every single year. Not the big powerhouses that win. It's the little ones that battle their way forward and surprise us with their victories. Why is it, though, so compelling when an unexpected team knocks off a higher-ranked team? Why do we find ourselves cheering for schools we've never heard of? Mascots we don't recognize. Players we don't know. Well, neurologically, positive surprises trigger the release of mood-improving neurotransmitters called dopamine. Receiving something unexpected opens up our minds to possibility and improves our attention. It shifts our mood. It puts us in a better place. It has that same powerful and positive impact on the moods of everybody around us when this happens. You need proof? You don't believe me? Check out the arenas this week as the inevitable upsets occur. Watch as people seated there at the beginning of the game with their arms crossed to themselves eventually start turning to neighbors, high-fiving, and by the end of the game, bear-hugging between people who hour earlier were total strangers. This is going to be taking place around the country. Simply witnessing a surprise together can create a lifelong bond. So what's the point here? It's probably the question you're asking. Dude, where are you going with this? What team are you rooting for, O'Leary? Well, you don't need to be a basketball fan to be on the receiving end of the benefits that I just shared. Like the still unheard of Cinderella teams we'll discover later on this month, you can be the agent for unexpected positive surprises for others through your life. How do you do this? Go out of your way today to surprise someone. Call your mom. It's advice you've received. Maybe we should take it. Call your mom. Mom, I'll call you later. Send flowers. Compliment a stranger. Keep a door open for someone who walks past you. Cover the tab of a stranger. Lighten the load for someone you care for at home without being asked. Be the first to say good morning. I love you. I'm sorry. Listen for their needs and empower them to live up to the fullness of their lives. Doing these things will likely not guarantee your favorite basketball team success. Trust me, or ask Patrick. It will, however, positively surprise those around you, and in doing so, you'll help them release dopamine, improve their outlook, elevate their day, and enhance their connection not only with life, but with you. And as my perpetually hopeful Patrick O'Leary reminds me, anything can happen, Dad. Anything can happen. Let's be the spark instilling that kind of hope in the lives of those we encounter today. My friends, I want to thank you, as I do each Monday, for tuning in to these Monday Morning Motivations with John O'Leary. I want to remind you that the foundation of your journey remains firm. The headwind, yeah, it's real, but the best is yet to come. So for this time and until next time, my name is John O'Leary. Today is your day. Anything can happen. And live inspired.